Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Christmas in Fredericksburg this morning. We're going to give you all kinds of information about some really big events coming up, and none bigger than the parade this weekend. We're going to jump off with that right away. Joining us this morning, Jane Shellhorst, the director of Fredericksburg Parks, Recreation, and Events, Captain Brian Layton from City Police here, and from Ward 4, City Councilman Chuck Fry with us this morning. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Jane, this is, big stuff this weekend, and the Fredericksburg Christmas Parade. Weather's going to be terrific, and there is nothing like the city Christmas parade.
You are absolutely right, Ted, and I can tell you I was very good all year just so we could have good weather for Saturday.
We thank you.
Thank you. It was a lot of work, too,
let me tell you.
But, yeah, the parade is going to be awesome. We have over, I think, 85 entries this year, and six of them are bands. So that's going to be pretty fun. There'll be lots of music. Of course, there are always dance teams and some great floats, but it's really one of the highlight events of the whole year for the city.
And boy, the bands really, I don't know if it's just the acoustics of being downtown, and then you get all those Spotsylvania bands together when they do a combined, it's loud and it's nighttime downtown. It's terrific.
It's festive, I'll tell you that much. It's great fun.
It starts at 5:30.
Starts at 5:30, but if you want to, and street closings, Brian can help me. I think we're...
Streets are being closed at 3:30 p.m.
At 3 o'clock, there's no parking, too. And please, people really need to make sure they observe the no parking, because we don't want to tow anybody. But this is such a huge event, as you know, that one band has 300 people in it itself. So when you're trying to get 300 people marching down a street and everybody's sitting on the sides, you just can't have the cars there. So, 5:30, it kicks off from the visitor center and goes around up to Amelia Street, down Caroline to Amelia Street, then up to Princess Anne and down Princess Anne. The reviewing stand is actually in front of the new courthouse. So it's a great parade. There's all kinds of places people can get a shot at. And it's just so festive. It's so cool to walk downtown. The city is just so alive and people are so excited. It's really probably one of my very favorite events that we do,
especially right now, because we've done some shows with the Fredericksburg Main Street people, and just downtown is just a lot of exciting things happening. You combine that with the parade and at night, and a lot of these stores will be open. And
oh, absolutely, Main Street's really come to life here. They're really doing some great things downtown, and I just love downtown Fredericksburg. It's really a hopping place.
It is. One of the things that if you've never done it, you should be aware of, that especially if you're coming into the city on Saturday night on Lafayette Boulevard, give yourself time, because late in the afternoon or even by mid-afternoon, it really starts slowing down. And then if you've got to be down there, you're not going to make it. You can get caught. I've done it. I've sat on Lafayette Boulevard knowing I need to be at my float at a certain time. So give yourself a lot more time.
Absolutely. We actually are asking a lot of the people on the floats to be set up by like 3, you know, between 3 and 4, because of the traffic, we get people that think it starts at 5:30 and they can get there at 4:45, and you can't just because of the traffic, because there's so many. But it's really a great event.
Yeah, Ted, we're expecting 10,000 plus people to be in the downtown for the Christmas parade. And with that, we just remind people, get down there early, find a legal parking spot. Please don't park in front of the fire plugs or in any areas. Don't take a handicap spot if you don't have a handicap placard. I mean, all that good stuff. So get down there early, find a legal parking spot, and enjoy the parade.
And I've seen on some of the side streets, especially around Kenmore Avenue and off of there, some of the neighborhoods, sometimes people will park in front of driveways, and it just puts, nobody wants to ticket you or tow you, but sometimes you have no choice.
You're right. Yeah, if it's a public safety issue, like parking in front of a fire plug, then we don't really have a choice. So we ask folks to park legally. So And come down and enjoy the parade.
You, boy, the city police are out in force. You've got everybody out there, and just because there's a lot of people, there's a lot going on.
Yes, sir. So all the officers that are off that day are actually working, and they work the parade. So we have a police officer on every street corner. Sometimes multiple police officers on every corner. So there's a lot of police officers down there. All you got to do is look for a street corner. You'll find a police officer if you need help or if you've lost your child, anything like that, find a police officer. And we're the best resource to get your child back to you because there will be a lot of people downtown. The other part of that is we have a ton of volunteers that will be out there that are helping out Parks and Rec. And we also have other police, non-sworn police employees that will be out there also, kind of the eyes the thing. So yeah. We pride ourselves in hosting a safe event, and I'm sure we'll have another one this year.
Jane, what's really fun about the parade is on Saturday morning, people start putting chairs out along the route, and take this seriously.
Oh, absolutely. They get out there early, and that's one of those things. They're sitting in your chairs. You see people out there, you know, with their sight, and they've got coolers and they've got chairs, and they're doing the camp out thing almost. And,
yeah.
But they've got great view. I think even if you do get there, it just seems like there's so many places you can see it that even if you aren't there with your chair,
you can.
There's so many little places to see it. And we do, as Captain Layton said, we've got a lot of volunteers that are there helping us. Huber Motor Cars is our sponsor this year, and they provide volunteers. We've got from all over the city departments, I must say, volunteer too. It's not just Parks and Rec, but we'll get, you know, the Public Works guys are out in force. The PD is out there. We get volunteers from public facilities. Everybody jumps in to support the parade. I just think that's what I really love. It's one of those things that just brings the community together. So it's just one of those events, but Brian's completely right. You need to get there early and just enjoy the day. You know, downtown's going to be, going to be a lovely day. There's so much shopping and great, great little restaurants and things too. Take advantage, spend the whole day down there and wrap it up with a parade.
Well, in, you mentioned Public Works. The last few years, I've seen after the parade, those guys are there and they are cleaning up. And it's amazing how over just a couple of hours, what a mess people leave. But those guys and women are out there and with their blowers and picking stuff up. And as soon as the parade, as soon as the last group goes off, they're cleaning up after everything.
They absolutely are. It's amazing when you, at the end of the parade, if you look at the streets, you just want to shake your head at the mess people leave. And then within, it is amazing. I would say within an hour and a half, you can't tell there was a parade. It's just amazing the work that gets done so quickly.
It is 5:30. And the parade itself lasts like about an hour and a half or so? Well,
I think it's probably a couple hours. Especially with 85 entries this year, it'll probably be at least a couple hours. But that's one of the reasons we started at 5:30 so it doesn't go too late into the evening.
Yeah, and that's another great thing about it. It does start early enough for kids. Kids can enjoy it, and then you still can go home, and it's not too late. 5:30 is when the city parade starts. You mentioned, Councilman Fry, one of the great moments in 2017 city council moments this year.
Uh-oh.
You mentioned a couple weeks ago the fact about people complaining about parking now that actually don't look upon that as a bad thing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, a lot of folks, if it happens in front of your house, you know, they may not agree with me. But, you know, when I was a kid, there was this whole philosophy of Dead Fred. And I think it still sticks around when people don't have anything to do on the weekends. They call it Dead Fred. So this is Fredericksburg, Virginia. So if we have a parking problem, it's showing that, you know, like Mrs. Shelho said, a hopping city. We're a hopping city. You know, if we have a problem with parking, it's more revenue coming to the city if you look at it that way. And it's something that's going on in the city. There's something that's going on. And I remember the whole transition. I remember, you know, Fredericksburg Hardware, all of that back in the day. And, you know, all of that's come and gone. So, you know, Route 3 is where everything was going, and everybody's saying, well, Spotsylvania Mall is taking our businesses, and Central Park is going to take our business. Now we're booming again downtown Fredericksburg, and that's part of the problem, and I think it's a good problem to have. So the more folks come in, maybe the more parking garages, maybe, I'm saying maybe, you know, whatever we can do to help with the parking problem. But if we have a parking problem, that means that we're the place to be.
Yeah.
I would like for everybody around, go to all the counties and see where their parking problems are.
Yeah.
Because we're surrounded. So, you know, some folks may say, we don't have a parking problem over here. So that's a great problem to have.
It is a good problem to have. City Councilman Chuck Fry here this morning, Captain Brian Layton with City Police, and Jane Shellhorst with Fredericksburg Parks and Rec. We're just getting started. City Parade is Saturday night at 5:30 is when it starts, and we will continue to talk about that this morning and lots of other things going on. More coming up on Newstalk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on Newstalk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Christmas in Fredericksburg this morning. City Parade is a Saturday night beginning at 5:30. One of the things, Jane Shellhorst here, Director of City Parks, Recs, and Events. One of the things we should mention before we go any further, Jane, is the fact of there's 4-hour parking downtown over the holidays, but also the parking deck, you get you're not charged right away in the parking deck.
No, you get in it's 3 hours, and now, as I say, during downtown during the holiday season, they've extended things to 4 hours on street parking too. But there's always room in the parking deck. I mean, yeah. It will be full. So get there early again during the parade, because that's great parking. But usually that's pretty underutilized. So we city staff and council would appreciate if people would use the parking deck. And it really is convenient. You're only walking a couple blocks even to be the center of downtown.
Yeah. Well, and on Saturday night, pretty much planned in a lot of ways. I mean, I usually, in the past, I have parked over by near the Salvation Army. Mm-hmm. To walk, just because I know I can get out, but it's a little bit of a walk to get there and go back. But so what's a few extra steps?
That's right. I mean, you know, it's, again, the weather's going to be good, because I've been working on that all
you
year.
You have been.
So that should be, you know, just find a good space and give yourself a little bit of time and walk on in.
That answers the question of why you were so good, when people would just say, well, I can't believe how good Jane's been this year, all through the year. And it was now it's because we all benefit from that now.
See?
Thank
I'm a
you.
Team player.
There Thank you. Captain Brian Layton with City Police here. And one of the things, Brian, with so many people out this time of year, I know you guys are on alert, but holiday shopping, unfortunately, a lot of times we set ourselves up to become victims.
Yes, sir, we do. So there's some ways you can really help yourself from not becoming a victim of crime in the city of Fredericksburg. And I'll tell you, Ted, that the number one way you can become a victim of a theft in the city is to leave your vehicle unlocked when you go away from it. It's a crime of opportunity, and we get them all the time. It's like one of the number one crimes in town, where folks that want to steal your belongings will walk through it, and they'll pull on your door handles. If it's unlocked, they're probably going in your car. Mm-hmm. So if there's anything valuable in there, it's not going to be there when you get back. So the best thing you can do is really, when you get out of your car, lock your car doors before you leave it. Same with your home. And when if you're out shopping and you have gifts or your purse, if you want to leave your purse in your car, don't do that. If you're going to leave it in the car, leave it in the trunk. Any items that you've purchased, don't leave them in the back seat where folks can see them plainly, because that might be a smash and grab opportunity for someone to smash your back glass and grab all your presents that you just bought and run away with them. So take those items and put them in your locked trunk. If they can't see it, it's a less chance that they're going to try to steal it from you. And there's some other things we can do. When you're out shopping and you're walking to and from your vehicle at the mall or wherever you're at downtown, pay attention to your surroundings. People, especially folks that would be criminals, are paying attention to you, and you need to be paying attention to them also. Be aware of your surroundings. Don't have your cell phone up to your ear when you're walking around. Look around and look at the people. And when you're buying your gifts, don't flash large amounts of cash while you're paying for those items. Your jewelry, I suggest you not wear your largest diamond rings while you're out and about shopping. Leave those things at home. Don't make yourself an easy target for that type of crime. If you're going to carry a purse with you, don't carry one where it's just kind of loosely hanging on your arm or over your shoulder. because
they'll grab it.
They can come by and grab it, you know, purse snatching. So the best thing to do is really take your credit cards or your cash and your ID and slip them right into your pocket. And go out and do your shopping, and that you don't have an extra bag there that you have to worry about, and it's an easy opportunity for folks. When you're walking to your car, be deliberate. Pay attention to the parking lot. Have your keys in your hand ready to go when you get to the car. Be aware of people who are around you when you're in the parking lots. When you are parking, try to park in a well-lit area. And again, stay off your cell phones, please. Do that when you're in your car and you've locked the doors, okay? And if someone approaches you in a parking lot and they tap on your window while you're in your car, my suggestion is that you not respond to that person unless you really think there's a dire emergency. And even then, I would crack the window and talk to them through your secure car.
Yeah. Well, you know, in a lot of this, you think it's common sense, but I see the police reports every day, and a lot of these, unfortunately, are happening, especially the unlocked vehicles. And I must say, I don't always lock my car at home, and I've gotten caught a couple of times. I never have anything of value in it, but they still get in it and they'll make a mess or they'll take something, and it just, you know, it's not a good feeling.
Yeah, you really feel taken advantage of when somebody has stolen something from you. So there's easy ways to avoid becoming a victim.
One of the things next weekend is the fourth annual, Councilman Fry, the fourth annual gun give back in the city, and it's become a regular occurrence now. The second weekend in December, and this was your idea a few years ago. And boy, you and the city police have teamed up, and well done.
Yeah, fourth year. I called Captain Layton. I said, "Wait a minute, really the fourth year? Time has been flying." But yeah, it's a big deal, and you know. Even when you look on TV and the newspaper, everything, you know, you see all these shootings and you see all of this madness going on. And in the city of Fredericksburg, we've had somehow every year or so, we have some of the worst types of shootings, you know, that can happen. And we had a few, you know, within the last 6 months. So, you know, it's a big deal. And you know, a lot of the gun rights folks and who are not paying attention, not really listening and sucking all the information in. You know, oh, you're not taking my gun, and that's the whole scenario you get. But this is really a good option, you know, for loose guns, unwanted firearms to get them out your home and, you know, get them away from your grandkids, you know, nieces, nephews, and, you know, all of the what ifs. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be the what if you know, gun turn in program, you know, if you look at it that way. So all those scenarios and you know, these kind of loose guns are out there, and it's been happening for years, and I'm glad that, you know, we have a way, which is now a proven formula, you know, and it was all an idea at one time, and now it's in stone now.
Well, in every time there's a shooting or in a murder in the city, you bring it up and talk about it with council and try to make so many people, we get used to this kind of thing, and we just think, well, that's going to happen, and you don't want anybody to feel
the
like
whole
that.
The whole normal thing with any situation is, I think, what we have to get away from, because that's the easy it's the easiest way to dealing with stuff, saying, oh, well, we only had this one shooting this year. Let's try to go for none, zero. And you know, success is determined differently by different people. But it's like, okay, how many guns can you get? Of course you want to know how many guns, you know, we wondered from day one. I wonder if anybody would turn in a gun. And we came up with, well, if nobody does, guess what? We still winning. And then, you know, we had to come to the reality and say, you know what, if we get one gun, we're doing something. So, you know, I still believe in the no gun scenario. And some people will look at that as a failure. But just to know that the option is there, you know, that we can collect, you know, or that the door is open for you to turn in a gun. So it takes all that ease out of your home.
Yeah.
Whatever the situation is at your home, it takes all that pain away of what to do. And I said before, I received a firearm, and I made the strange phone call myself. Hey, I've got a weapon. And somebody turned it into me. And it was a midnight phone call.
Yeah.
And I got the call, and I'm like, whoa, you know, and it, that's when it really, you know, I think it was about the second year in or so. That's when it really hit, like, okay, you know, people are catching it. But also, I didn't expect that midnight phone call. But we had the weapon, we turned it in, and the rest is history.
The gun give back is Saturday the 9th, next Saturday, from 10 to 2 at City Police Headquarters over on Cowan Boulevard. And it's kind of like, Captain Layton, it's kind of like the drug, when you drop the drugs off, when you use unused and expired and all that kind of, when you drop those things off, you're not asking questions, you're dropping a gun off.
Yeah, that's right, Ted. Saturday, December 9th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Fredericksburg Police Headquarters at 2200 Cowan Boulevard, right next to the elementary school. And we ask folks that if you have unwanted guns, because there are unwanted guns out in our community, and burglary is a real crime that occurs in this region, and we see guns that are burglarized out of houses and out of vehicles, so if you have an unwanted gun, we have the mechanism for you to turn that in so that you can feel secure that that gun will never, ever be stolen from you and used in a violent crime in our region. And I tell you what, it shows the success of the program. In the first 3 years, we've had 131 guns, unwanted guns, turned in. That's 131 guns that aren't going to hurt me, my family, or you, Ted, your family, or any one of my police officers. Because they've been stolen, unwanted guns stolen out of someone's house. So it's a real success. If you have an unwanted gun, we want you to bring it to the police department that day. Actually, you can bring it 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Yeah. We'll take your unwanted gun. But for this program, you know, we set it up one day a week for that 4 hours. And when you come to the police department, just come to the front. You'll be greeted by a friendly police officer there. They'll direct you to the rear of the police department where a firearms instructor will be back there. They will take the firearm from you. They will make sure that it's safe and secure. We take it inside, and it'll never again see the light of day. One of two things will happen to it. One is we offer these firearms to the Virginia Department of Forensic Science if they want to use it for science. And the other option is that if no one comes and collects that gun, or if it's not stolen and the victims don't want it back, it gets sent for destruction.
It is the fourth annual Fredericksburg Gun Give Back event. It is Saturday the 9th, 10 to 2 at City Police Headquarters. We need to take a break, but we will continue to talk about this and other Christmas events taking place in the city of Fredericksburg. And that is our topic this morning. City Councilman Chuck Fry here from Ward 4, Captain Brian Layton with City Police, and Jane Shellhorse with City Parks and Rec. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Christmas in Fredericksburg and a number of events going on in December. We're covering all of that this morning with Jane Shellhorse from Parks and Rec, Captain Layton from City Police, and Councilman Fry from Ward 4. Before we get off of it, The gun give back again is Saturday the 9th from 10 to 2 at City Police Headquarters on Cowan Boulevard, right next to Hugh Mercer there. And a couple of things, I think you mentioned it, Captain Layton, but the guns should be unloaded.
Yeah, yes, sir.
You don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, that's an important point. We don't want your loaded firearms. Please have them unloaded and in your trunks when you come, in a secure box preferably, but certainly in your trunk, unloaded. Our firearms instructors will be there to ensure that they are unloaded and secured before we take them into our police building and retrieve them from you. Another point we were talking during the break, Ted, is that you know, you don't have to be a city resident to benefit from this program and turn in your unwanted guns. They're open up to everybody. If you want to bring one out from Nevada, by all means, come on out here and bring us your unwanted firearm. Because if you don't want it, we'll take it and we'll ensure it's never used in a crime.
And it doesn't take the whole process doesn't take long at all, because you're not asking questions. You're just there. You're taking the weapon and moving on.
Yes, sir. So it's you'll probably be in and out in 30 seconds if you want to be out that quickly.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of us receiving the firearm from it. We don't ask you who you are, what your name is. We don't take any of your personal information. We don't want to see ID. We don't want to have a long conversation with you either. You know, we want it to be an anonymous give back. And that's exactly how we'll treat it. Now, all the guns that come into our custody, we run the serial numbers of those mm-hmm. firearms through our computer system, the state police. And if any of those firearms are listed as stolen or lost, we will contact the owners and see if they want their firearms back.
Boy, but when you mentioned before the break that you know, around 130 guns turned in over 4 years, and that as you described it about, you know, keeping the community safe, that's really significant. This program. Anybody that questioned what, you know, how this program would start 4 years ago, that number right there really catches you.
You know, gun violence is real, Ted, and we see it in our community. We've seen it in the city. We see it in the counties that surround us. And if you've ever been to a crime scene and seen gun violence, it's not pretty. Yeah. It's not like on television. I mean, this is real life. These are people's lives. And to get these to get the guns off the street that nobody wants. I mean these predators they prey on houses like this so that they can find unwanted or find your firearms and go out and use them to commit crimes. They're not going to the gun stores and buying them themselves so that their names are on file. So to get those guns off the street, I mean, that's 131 that aren't going to hurt any one of us.
Yeah. And if I could, I throw a quick scenario out there. There was a young lady that was shot around June or July, and I had a conversation with a gentleman, and he was telling me, you know, how he was proud of, you know, what was going on and what we were doing about the guns, you know, and we had the conversation after the shooting. Long story short, 2 months later or so, a young lady was murdered, and that particular, let's say it like this, the same guy who reached out to me and told me how proud he was, what was going on, and how he wished some of this violence would stop. It was his daughter that got murdered, mm-hmm. you know, 2 months later.
Yeah.
And that just, you know, that did something to me. So, you know, it's sad that it happens, you know, that way, but that's real life for me, you know, talking to a guy who's saying, hey, man, I'm so happy that you guys, and I wish more people would turn in guns, and 2 months later, it happened to his own daughter, so.
Yeah.
It's you know, you can't say what's going to happen. It happens.
Yep. No, it's serious stuff. And if you think about just the fact that you're getting these out, and even the scenario of kids playing.
Oh, yeah.
You're over at grandma's, or mm-hmm. you know, you're playing around the house
in the shed.
Yeah, but all of a sudden you find something. So
yeah.
If you've got concerns about this kind of thing and trying to figure out how do I get rid of the gun, you mm-hmm. can do it. You can do it next Saturday, the 9th, 10 to 2. Or as Captain Layton said, bring it by the police department anytime, and someone will be there to take it off your hands.
Yes, sir.
10 to 2 next Saturday is the Fredericksburg Gun Give Back event. We'll talk about that before we get out of here. Jane Shellhorst with City Parks and Rec here. This is a it's hard to transition from guns back to Christmas, but boy, this is a busy month. I mean, you last year set a really ambitious plan in place for December, and it really was fun. It was really fun what you did, and you're doing a lot of that again this year.
Absolutely. We have what we call Downtown 31, where we're asking people to pick your 31 favorite things that you want to do in Fredericksburg. And we've got, there's a website, www.downtown31.com, where you can we keep a calendar as people are setting things up. Organizations or Main Street has things going on. We keep that updated. We've got even a special promotion. If you're taking pictures, you take pictures of things that you're doing downtown, you can put it on that website. We've got some giveaways we're doing this year, some special holiday baskets. We've already got the big holiday cards up. I don't know if you've
been
by. Aren't those very
yes,
cool?
They're
at
are.
Her Camp Park.
Yeah.
We've got all holidays. We've got Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Merry Christmas, and Happy Holidays right there at Her Camp Park. They're big picture frames. You can just
get
come up,
family take, together.
Get your family together, get your friends, take your picture there. That's just a free, fun event. And We've got our mistletoe market at the farmer's market. People think, well, it's December, and so there is no more farmer's market. That's not true. So Saturday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m.
You say mistletoe? I'm sorry. You said
mistletoe market. That's part of our farmer's market.
Okay. I'm sorry for cutting you off. Mistletoe market.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's what we're calling it. It's for Christmas, but it's special holiday. People have wreaths, and there's still some vegetables, and we still have, you know, there's meats and eggs and cheeses and all kinds of stuff. They've got a great bakery that comes every week, so there's still stuff. Just it's a special one, the mistletoe market at Herkamp Park this Saturday. We've got, you know, Parks and Rec has all kinds of things. We've got holiday tree trimming and a story time with Santa and gingerbread house building. And this year we've added something new. We're going to have a doggone Christmas party. So our four-legged friends can celebrate Christmas. That's Friday, December 15th from 7 to 8 at the Dorothy Hart Center. But we've got things out at Mott's Reservoir with our winter solstice celebration. And then even after Christmas, the fun continues. We've got our snowball fights.
I was going to ask you if you still did
that.
We're
doing that again this year. That was so fun. We're just doing it one night because we had so many people that we had broken it down. Every night was an age group last year, but this year we just decided to have one night.
Yeah.
It's going to be Thursday, December 28th from 6 to 8 at Riverfront Park, and it's $3 per person to participate or $5 for two. So what can you do for $5 for two people? And you get, we're doing fights every 15, snowball fights every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
We have these very special fake snowball, so it doesn't matter about the weather. Hopefully we'll have some good weather. It's going to be, we'll be doing it in age groups. We'll do parent child, just adults can do it. It's all ages, so that's one more fun thing. And then we're wrapping it all up with our family fun night that's going to be on New Year's Eve from 6 to 9 at Riverfront Park, and that's free, alcohol free, a family event. And we do a countdown at 9 o'clock, and a big ping pong ball drop. And you'll never guess who's going to be my MC that night, but Councilman Fry. He's there. If it's happening, he's there.
I can totally see that, because if you haven't figured it out, Councilman Fry's not shy. So you will be the perfect MC for that.
Yeah. So we can take all the stressing and strains of the year, and we're going to finish the year off with a I can't say bang. We're going to finish the year off with a big shebang.
A big shebang. That's
yeah,
right.
How about that? So, everybody come together, have a good time. That's what it's all about. And anytime you can get, you know, opportunity for everybody in the city to mix and mingle, I'm all for it. So, yeah.
Well, Jane, last year you kind of redid how the holidays, you know, how the month was. And I thought it was just a spectacular success. You ran into... And we ran into some weather issues at times, but still the crowds were big for everything you did.
Absolutely. They've got great things. There's so much going on downtown. I mean, I know we've got the Christmas parade, which kicks it off in a big way. There's, you know, the Blue Gray Half Marathon that's on December 3rd.
That's right.
The 9th and 10th is the HFFI Candlelight Tour. We even have December 9th is the, the Owen Lee Tacky Sweater. I mean, who doesn't want to run through town wearing a tacky sweater? We've got the Make-A-Wish Christmas by Coca-Cola that's doing a Toys for Tot drive right in Herkamp Park on the 9th. There's the, you know, there's more walks, and the Irish Brigade does a walking tour, and there's the JM Jingle Bell Jog. I mean, just go to the website. There's Merry Carols. They're doing Merry Carols again. That was a big hit last year.
That's gotten bigger and
December
bigger.
December 16th in Market Square.
Yep.
I mean, there's just stuff going on all month. You just have to pick your top 31.
I was surprised, because I can remember years ago the Christmas tree lighting. And I went to the Christmas tree lighting at Herkamp Park last Saturday night. Herkamp Park was just filled with kids. And Santa was there to read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. He and the mayor lit the tree, and
isn't that fun? And Herkamp Park is so beautiful now. We've got I will say I'm very proud of my staff. They even took the time and wrapped all the light posts so they look like candy canes. We've got the fountain tree is lighted. It's beautiful. People need to even take time just to walk through downtown at night and see all the pretty Christmas lights.
But, well, Jane, thanks to you and your staff for doing, because boy, this is a lot of us, you start winding down and wanting to enjoy some of this. I mean, you've got a staff that's really working. This is really a busy time for you.
My staff loves the city. They love what they do. And they are the ones that came up with the idea. That wasn't me. They said, you know, we do this at Herkamp Park. We had the pictures last year, even down the big photo frames down at Riverfront. We said, no, let's move that to Herkamp and let's take that up a notch. This stuff comes from my staff. They just really keep looking at everything and how can we do it better. And I'm so proud of them. They do a great job.
They do.
But they are busy all the way through. It's the holiday season is just a really busy time for them.
When we come back, we're going to wrap this up. We're going to talk about keeping your house safe over the holidays. And then we're going to review the gun give back and the city parade and do all of that as we before we get out of here this morning. Jane Shellhorst from Parks and Rec here, City Councilman Chuck Fry here, and Captain Layton from City Police. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Christmas in Fredericksburg. We have covered a whole lot of things this morning. And downtown31.com is what Jane just mentioned. That's a great website to give you some information on what a lot of things going on in the next month. Downtown31.com. Jane Shellhorst with Parks and Rec here. Captain Layton with City Police and City Councilman Chuck Fry. Captain Layton, we talked about staying safe shopping. Homes this time of year are really vulnerable, and I know one of the things that you all every year make a big point on is, especially if you get your trash picked up and you take it out to the curb, don't make it so obvious what you got for Christmas.
You got that big 65-inch flat screen up on your wall for Christmas, and you leave the box outside with your trash cans. Guess what the criminals see?
Yeah, a 65-inch screen. They know where it's at.
Exactly. So, Ted, recently we had an online shopper that had a very expensive package delivered to her home, and someone, a thief, had the audacity to walk up on her front porch, open the box while it was sitting there, and steal the contents. So if you're an online shopper and you're getting packages delivered to your house, have somebody there to receive them. Do the tracking part of it so that you know when it's approximately when it's going to be delivered, and hopefully you can have somebody there to pick it up. You know, there's other things that you can do to safeguard your house. Again, your vehicles. Lock your vehicles. Don't leave your purse or any belongings in the vehicle that could be easily stolen right from your driveway. If you have a garage door opener that's in your car, don't leave it out in plain view, because that's an easy way to get into your home. All they got to do is break into your car. Now they can walk right into your garage and probably into your house. So hide those garage door openers. Let's see here. Leave your lights on outside. I see so many folks, they want to save that 25 cents or whatever in electricity with their LED light bulbs outside. Leave your lights on. Plenty of lights. That's a huge deterrent for burglars, all right? Yeah. Lights and dogs. If your bushes are too high up around your windows, get those things trimmed down, okay? Lock your windows and your doors to your house. Always do that.
Yeah.
If you like walking in your house and hanging your keys right by the front door, make sure you can't look through the side windows of your door and see the keys hanging there. That's an opportunity for criminals. Your Christmas presents under the tree. If your tree is easily seen from some front windows or from the street, and they can easily see those presents that are up under the tree, that's an easy target. If you're going to be away from your home for the holidays, there's a couple things you should do. One is have a neighbor pick up your mail and any packages that arrive to your house. I mean, that's a sure sign for burglars or criminals. And the other is, if you're going to be away for an extended period of time, call the Fredericksburg Police Department at our non-emergency number, 373-3122, and we'll do a watch order on your home, and we'll keep an extra watch on your house for you, okay?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, all good things that can help keep you and your home and all your belongings safe.
And maybe don't put everything that you got for Christmas on social media, or if you're traveling, you know, wait to post some of those pictures when you get home.
That's very smart, Ted.
The other thing that I've done with my neighbors sometime is if they're gone or if I'm gone, I'll park in their driveway. That way, you know, there are cars going in and out. So just a lot of things. Just like you say, just try to think about try to think about how you won't be a victim.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
The gun give back event. It's taking place in Fredericksburg, but as we've talked about, you don't have to be a city resident to participate. Councilman Fry, it's next Saturday the 9th from 10 to 2.
10 to 2.
Just drop off that gun.
Yeah, just pull in quicker than any drive-thru you ever been through. I don't want to promote any restaurants or coffee shops, but we are faster than them, I'm telling you right now. And it is a whole lot more meaningful, and you don't even get a receipt. We don't even email it to you.
Yeah. No, but the fact that this is the fourth year and over 130 guns have been collected so far.
Yeah,
that's a lot of guns out of deal. Out of the stream there.
Yeah, so like I say, there's no reason why you should be sitting around wondering what to do with this weapon. And you know, folks have passed on in life and different things, and if you know that their weapon's in the home and you know you have no use for it, if somebody in your family's not going to take that weapon on and it's just going to be laying around, just get it out of there.
Yeah.
And that's the main thing with this whole scenario, and I appreciate everybody. Police department, sheriff department, and all the city residents, and including yourself, Mr. Schubel. We had to get you to move into 22401, but I appreciate you. I appreciate you pushing this so strongly over the years as well.
Well, there's a lot of things to be thankful for this time of year, and Councilman Fry, I'm thankful for you and something like this, and just the fact that you bring these issues up, and Captain Layton, what city police are just an outstanding group of people over there. And thank you for what you guys do every day to protect all of us.
Thank you for that, Ted.
Jane, Saturday night.
Saturday night, 5:30. That's right. The parade just kicks off our Downtown 31. Come spend the next 31 days in Fredericksburg. We've got the stuff going on.
The give yourself time to get there because there's going to be a lot of traffic. Captain Layton, you said, 10,000 people in the city Saturday night?
10,000 plus we're expecting. It's going to be beautiful weather, so it'll be a big crowd.
So take care of that. Be aware of that. Have a plan and don't park anywhere.
And shop downtown all day. Get there probably. I would recommend everybody get there around 10 o'clock. Do a lot of shopping. Do a lot of eating downtown. Downtown.
Downtown.
Yeah, downtown.
Downtown.
Yeah. Everybody's invited to Ward 4. I just wanted to say that. So spend all your time and your money downtown.
And nobody wants to tow you or ticket you, but if you park where you're not supposed to, you're going to get in trouble Saturday night. So just be aware of that. And what you said, 3 o'clock, you have to have cars off the street?
So actually, towing begins for the Christmas parade at 2 p.m.
2 p.m., okay.
Yeah, you're subject to being towed at 2, but the streets are completely shut down in the footprint at 3:30.
I could have said, well, I thought it was 3 o'clock, and my car is gone. Yes. Thank you all for this. This is a great time of year, and thanks for the update. Jane Shellhorse, Captain Brian Layton, City Councilman Chuck Fry. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.